Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Tirim Zakhaz Menachos Daf Ein Test, the eighth parak, Hatoda Haisaba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one shechted a Todah with intent of chutz l'zmano or chutz m'komo, that it should be consumed outside its time or place, the bread still becomes kadosh and invalid through the shechita. If the Todah was shechted and was discovered to be a treifa, the lechem is not kadosh. If it was found to be a balmum, a minor mum, for example, a bedukin shebaayin, a cataract, Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem is kadosh, but the chum say it's not. If he shechted at shelo ashma, the lechem is not kadosh. The Mishnah's Rabbi Meir who holds koshi pisul kodem shechita u'kadosh alechem. Wherever the animal's invalidation preceded the shechita, the bread is not sanctified. But if the invalidation came about through the shechita, the lechem becomes kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that all Tanaim agree regarding a balmum that the lechem is not kadosh. He says they argue about intent of chutz m'koma. Rabbi Yehuda compares it with chutz l'zmano, where the lechem becomes kadosh, but Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and compares it with the balmum, where the lechem does not become kadosh. Their debate is recorded, and Rabbi Yehuda ultimately retracted and conceded to Rabbi Yehoshua. Point number two, Zairi says, Eina nesachim diskachin el b'shechita sa-zevach. Nesachim only become sanctified through the shechita of the carbon, because the pasuk says, zevach u'nesachim. This is challenged from the Mishnah, which states that if nesachim were sanctified in the kli shares, and the carbon was found invalid, that they may be used for another carbon, as we'll explain. But if they are left overnight, yipsu bolina, they are disqualified by remaining overnight. Presumably, the carbon was disqualified through a shechita, which cannot be makadosh in the nesachim. Yet, they are disqualified with lina because they were placed onto a kli shares. The Gemara answers that the carbon was disqualified through its zrika, but its shechita was valid and sanctified the nesachim. This appears to follow Rebbe's opinion that either one of two matirin, permitters of a carbon, can elevate it. So, the shechita can be makadosh in the nesachim without a valid zrika. However, the Gemara concludes that even if both materials are necessary, the case can be where the blood was spilled after Kabbalah Saddam, following Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Kol Omer Lizrok Kizarok Dami. Any blood which stands to be thrown is as if it was already thrown, so the Nesachim were sanctified after Kabbalah Saddam. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that Nesachim whose carbon was disqualified may be used for another carbon. The Gemara asks that Rav Chissa says that oil which was designated for one mincha may not be used for another mincha. Bianai answered, Lay based in Masna Alem. The mind of Basin stipulates about the Kedusha of Karban and Sibor that if they are needed for their original designation, that designation remains in effect. But if not, they may be used for another carbon. This cannot be applied to oil, even of a communal mincha, because Shem and Gufa de Minchahu, the oil is part of the mincha itself and cannot be changed. The Gemara objects that Basin should stipulate that if the oil is not needed, it should revert to Chulin, and answers that there's a gezer that people will think Kedusha can be removed from something which was sanctified in the Kli Shares. The Gemara objects that using Nesachim for another carbon may similarly lead people to think that Nesachim may be transferred to another carbon without a Tanai, and answers that the Mishnah's ruling applies specifically where a second carbon was already shechted, so people will assume the Nesachim were originally designated for it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one shechted a Todah with intent of chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, that it should be consumed outside its time or place, the bread still becomes kadosh and invalid through the shechita. If the Todah was shechted and was discovered to be a treifa, the lechem is not kadosh. If it was found to be a balmum, a minor mum, for example, a bedukin shebaayin, a cataract, Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem is kadosh, but the chum say it's not. If he shechted at shelo ashma, the lechem is not kadosh. The Mishnah's Rabbi Meir who holds koshi pisul kodem shechita u'kadosh alechem. Wherever the animal's invalidation preceded the shechita, the bread is not sanctified. But if the invalidation came about through the shechita, the lechem becomes kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that all Tanaim agree regarding a balmum that the lechem is not kadosh. He says they argue about intent of chutz m'koma. Rabbi Eliezer compares it with chutz l'zmano, where the lechem becomes kadosh, but Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and compares it with the balmum, where the lechem does not become kadosh. Their debate is recorded, and Rabbi Eliezer ultimately retracted and conceded to Rabbi Yehoshua. Point number two, Zairi says, Eina nesachim diskachin el b'shechita sa-zevach. Nesachim only become sanctified through the shechita of the carbon, because the pasuk says, zevach u'nesachim. This is challenged from the Mishnah, which states that if nesachim were sanctified in the kli shares, and the carbon was found invalid, that they may be used for another carbon, as we'll explain. But if they are left overnight, yipsu bolina, they are disqualified by remaining overnight. Presumably, the carbon was disqualified through a shechita, which cannot be makadosh in the nesachim. Yet, they are disqualified with lina because they were placed onto a kli shares. The Gemara answers that the carbon was disqualified through its zrika, but its shechita was valid and sanctified the nesachim. This appears to follow Rebbe's opinion that either one of two matirin, permitters of a carbon, can elevate it. So the shechita can be mekadesh in the nesachim without a valid zrika. However, the Gemara concludes that even if both matirin are necessary, the case can be where the blood was spilled after Kabbalah Sadam, following Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Kol Omer Lizrok Kizarok Dami. Any blood which stands to be thrown is as if it was already thrown. So the Nesachim were sanctified after Kabbalah Sadam. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that Nesachim whose carbon was disqualified may be used for another carbon. The Gemara asks that Rav Chissa says that oil which was designated for one mincha may not be used for another mincha. Biana answered, Lay based in Masna Lehem. The mind of Basin stipulates about the Kedusha of Karbon and Sibor that if they are needed for their original designation, that designation remains in effect. But if not, they may be used for another carbon. This cannot be applied to oil, even of a communal mincha, because Shem and Gufa de Minchahu, the oil is part of the mincha itself and cannot be changed. The Gemara objects that Basin should stipulate that if the oil is not needed, it should revert to Chulin, and answers that there's a gezer that people will think Kedusha can be removed from something which was sanctified in the Klisharis. The Gemara objects that using Nesachim for another carbon may similarly lead people to think that Nesachim may be transferred to another carbon without a Tanai, and answers that the Mishnah's ruling applies specifically where a second carbon was already shechted, so people will assume the Nesachim were originally designated for it. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Tes, and our standard Siman is a sofer because 8 is a pen or a quill, so we use a sofer as a Siman. So here goes. The sofer who sold lechem or kaddish signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a balmum, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach unesachim, which teaches ena nesachim miskadshim el b'shchitas zevach, when another sofer informed him that the nesachim from apostle carbon can be used for another carbon, unlike oil from a disqualified mincha, since it's part of the mincha itself. So once again, slow motion. The sofer, that must be on daf, ayin tes, 8, pen, quill. The sofer who sold lechem or kaddish signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a balmum, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when is an invalid Torah mekaddish its lechem. If one shechted a Torah with intent of chutzimana or chutzim koma, the bread still becomes kaddish and invalid through the shechita. If the Torah was shechted and was discovered to be a trefa, the lechem is not kaddish. If it was found to be a balmum, a minor moon, for example, bedukin shba'ayin, a cataract, Eliezer says the lechem is kaddish, but the Chachamim say it's not. If he shechted it shelo shma, the lechem is not kadosh. So the sofer who sold lechem or kadosh signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a balmum, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach unesachim, which teaches ena nesachim miskadshim el b'shchitas zevach, which reminds us, Ziri says ena nesachim miskadshim el b'shchitas zevach. Nesachim only becomes sanctified through the shchita of the carbon because the pasuk says zevach unesachim. So the sofer who sold lechem or kaddish signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a balmum, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach unesachim, which teaches ena nesachim miskadshim el b'shchitas zevach, when another sofer informed him that the nesachim from apostle carbon can be used for another carbon, unlike oil from a disqualified mincha, since it's part of the mincha itself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Nesachim whose carbon was disqualified may be used for another carbon. The Gemara Rav Chissa says that oil which was designated for one mincha may not be used for another mincha. Rabbi Yana answered, Lay based in Masna Lehem. The mind from based in stipulates about the Kedusha of Karbon and Sibor that if they're needed for the original designation, that designation remains in effect. But if not, they may be used for another carbon. This cannot be applied to oil, even of a communal mincha, because Shem and Gufa de Minchahu. The oil is part of the mincha itself and cannot be changed. So once again, the sofer who sold lechem or kaddish signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a balmum, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach unesachim, which teaches ena nesachim miskadshim el b'shchitas zevach, when another sofer informed him that the nesachim from apostle carbon can be used for another carbon, unlike oil from a disqualified mincha, since it's part of the mincha itself. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Ein Hay, so the Siman Daf Ein Hay is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, that must be more on Daf Ein Hay. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the procedure of the three oil applications. Is the oil mixed in after they were already made into loaves, or is it mixed in when the mincha is still soulless? So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Amei Arts could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, which reminds us, the next mission describes the pesisa of a Yisrael's mincha. Kofel echod l'shnaim, shnaim l'arba umavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kamitza. A Kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kamitza. So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amei Arts, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four. Told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say Hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas if Hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayas. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites Hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayas, and Rava adds that this is only where Tarisa de Nahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. Daf Ein Vav. So the symbol for Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. When the Kohen on IV, IV, that must be on Daf Ein Vav, intravenous. When the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Menachos Tunos Shalosh Meos Shifa. All Menachos require 300 rubbings between his hands, B'chamesh Meos Be'ita, and 500 poundings with his fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily, but Rabbi Yossi says it's performed B'batzek with the dough, so it will look pleasant. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring four large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Lachmi Todah Sha'afa an arba chalos yatza, loaves of Todah which one baked as four large loaves, baking each of the four types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only a mitzvah, but not critical. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring four large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense roll and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required three saw to sift to get one isaron of flour, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isaron of flour sifted from three saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 Yisronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apanim was 24 Yisronim sifted from the 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single Yisaron of fine flour. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simur Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The goat, goat. That must be on Daf Ein Zayin. A's. The goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Son Yushamios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, which reminds us the eighth parak begins Hatodah Haisaba Chamish Son Yushamios. The breads of the Todah come from 5 Yushami saw of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios saw of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal to Ephos, which is 20 Isaron, which allows for 10 Isaron for the Chametz loaves and 10 Isaron for the matzah loaves. So the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Sarn Yushamios as well as Sheish Sarn Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6, which reminds us, Shmuel said 3 rulings, Ein Mosif in Al Midos Yosimishtos, a city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a 6, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a 6, and one should not profit through selling by more than a 6. So, the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Torah that was marked Chamish San Yushamius as well as Sheish San Midbarius, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying 4 loaves from the 4 types of Lachmei Todah that the Kohen received as Truma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mikuma yenoto echon masar truma. From all the 4 types of bread, the Kohen would take 1 of 10 as Truma, as the Pasuk says, Vehikri bimenu ech mikol karban truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it 1 of each bread offering as Truma to Hashem. The word echod implies shoyito prus. They shall not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. Daf ein ches. So the Simon daf ein ches is someone saying, ach. So here goes. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring 2 Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ach, ach, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Ches. The newly appointed Kongadu had to bring two Isranos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told, they had to be scalded, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that when a new Kongadu is introduced to the Avoda, he must bring two Isranos of an Eif, meaning two Revucha Menachos, one for his state of anointment, his daily Chavitin, and one for his initiation to Kongadu status. So the newly appointed Kongadu had to bring two Isranos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told they had to be scalded, had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Torah was shakta when the chaos were outside of the Azara, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashochet es haTorah lifneim, v'lachma chutz l'choma, if one shechs the Torah inside the Azara, and its bread is outside the wall, well, kadish alechem, the bread is not sanctified through the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this means outside the wall based pagi, meaning outside Yerushalayim. But Reish Lakish says it means outside the wall of the Azara. They disagree whether the word all in the pasuk means besamach, near, in proximity. So the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Isronos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told they have to be scalded, had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Torah was shechted when the chalos were outside of the Azara and that the owner was Makadesh, 80 loaves, which reminds us, Amraim discuss Todah Sheshchata or Shmonim Chalos. The Torah was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40. Chizkiah says 40 of the 80 loaves become Kadosh, but Rabbi Yochanan says they do not. Rabbi Zer explains that if he explicitly said, let 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, all agree that 40 become Kadosh. And if he explicitly said, the 40 should not become Kadosh, unless all 80 become Kadosh, all agree they do not become Kadosh. Their argument is Bestamo, where he was not specific. Was his intent for a Chrys in case the 40 that were sanctified get lost, or his intent was for a Karban Gadol, a large offering with 80 loaves, which would be invalid. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you discuss? What is done with the offerings of wine or oil? That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which step in the Nesachim only becomes sanctified through the Shechita of the carbon? That's on Dav. Ayin Tes. Good. Number 3. Which step brings sources for various offerings that are eaten by Kohanim? That's on Dav. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which step in a Kohen may bring his own karbonos, including a Chatas? That's on Dav. Ein Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether an Akum can offer Nesachim? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of one shechted the Toda when the Lechem is outside? That's on Daf. Ein Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you know the Shalmin Karbonos of Ovdei Kochavim are like Olos? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have in Machlokas if the Omer may be harvested during the day? That's on Daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss if a Hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a Kazayis? That's on Daf. Ein Hei. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn about the Minchas Chinuch, the initiation Mincha of a Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol beginning the Avoda? That's on Daf. Ein Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.